Human rights-based approach. The human rights-based approach has two major features. 1. It takes a position that ensuring access to education and healthcare and other basic needs and amenities for all its citizens are not acts contingent on the goodwill of governments, but obligations that they are required to fulfill as a result of their ratification of international and/or regional human rights treaties. Note reference 3 and 2. The rights-based approach integrates international, regional and national human rights standards, principles, page 15, and processes into plans, policies and programs. The human rights-based approach considers all persons as rights holders, while the government and its agents are duty bearers with specific obligations to fulfill. This will mean, for example, that providing contraceptive services is an obligation of the state, not an act of charity and not left to the discretion of governments to provide or not. Box 1. High levels of unmet need for contraceptive services or poor quality of care are not inevitable but the consequence of deliberate decisions and policies, and governments are obliged to explain why they did not increase progressively their investments in contraceptive and allied health services. Note reference 4. Sidebar. Box 1. Government's human rights obligations as duty bearer. Governments have three levels of obligation: to respect, protect and fulfill every right. Respecting rights means that the state cannot violate rights or interfere in the enjoyment of rights. For example, the state cannot have laws or procedures that discriminate against the access to sexual and reproductive health services for single women. Protecting rights means that the state has to prevent violations of rights by non-state actors, and offer redress if a violation does occur. For example, the state would be responsible for making it illegal for a private health facility to automatically deny health care to a person on the basis of a health condition. Likewise, it would be the responsibility of the state to ensure that women are not subjected to violence within their homes or in their workplace. Fulfilling rights means that the state has to take all appropriate action, for example, legislative and administrative measures, budgetary and judicial measures to create conditions that enable people to enjoy rights. For example, even a low-income state is expected to show an increase every year in the resources it mobilizes to meet the public health needs of its entire population. Source: adapted from WHO. Checklist for assessing the gender responsiveness of sexual and reproductive health policies. Pilot document for adaptation to national contexts. Copenhagen, World Health Organization Regional Office for Europe, 2010. Page. Note reference 5. End of sidebar. Within the context of contraceptive policies and programs, human rights-based approach may be understood as including the following key human rights principles and standards: non-discrimination in the provision of contraceptive information and services, availability of contraceptive information and services, accessibility of contraceptive information and services, acceptability of contraceptive information and services, quality, informed decision making, privacy and confidentiality, participation, and accountability. These principles and standards are further elaborated below